I'm John Lemley, glad to have you with me on this Thursday for City Cafe. For 21 years now, the Decatur, Georgia Music Club, Eddie's Attic, has nurtured many an up-and-comer. Some of the artists who gave their early performances at the venue include Sean Mullins, the Indigo Girls, and John Mayer. However, these days, Eddie's Attic is beginning to have more in common with the concert hall than you might suspect. Over the past year, the tavern has booked chamber ensembles and other classical performers as part of their regular season. There's another one coming up this week, and it's landed as one of the budget-friendly entertainment picks today by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. We're happy to welcome you back, Shane.
It's great to be here.
Now, Shane, we keep hearing more and more about classical music at Eddie's Attic. What is this all about?
Yeah, I think this is a really great development. You think of Eddie's Attic as an acoustic music room. It's sort of folky, maybe a little pop music, a little rock, but it's always very unplugged, very quiet. So it kind of is perfect for classical music, chamber music in particular, because you can't get a really big orchestra inside this room. It's a pretty intimate space.
Sure.
But it really is a great room for classical music as well. And actually, this week, you have two chances to catch some classical music there. The Atlanta Symphony musicians have been doing lots of other things besides the orchestral pieces that they do at Symphony Hall.
They've been moonlighting.
They have, and they'll be doing that this week. On Sunday night, they have a show scheduled. Then on Tuesday night, the Riverside Chamber Players will be performing. They will be doing some works by the musicians themselves.
So original works.
That's right. And it's also a CD release party. They will be putting out a CD with some of these works on them, and so they'll be celebrating that with this performance. The Sunday night performance is $20, and the Tuesday show, if you get your tickets in advance, they're $10, or at the door, they'll be $14. So get those tickets in advance and save a little money.
Shane, why do I suddenly have Hank Williams singing Jambalaya on the Bayou stuck in my head?
It's that time of year. The Buckhead Crawfish Festival is happening, too. That's going to be happening this weekend at Park Bench in Buckhead. If you haven't had crawfish, it's an experience.
And it doesn't matter what you call them, even if you call them mud bugs.
That's right.
If you like them, they'll be cooking them every way known to man.
And there are lots of things you can do with it. Crawfish Monica, which is one of my favorite things.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice creamy sauce and often with pasta. And it's a very, very tasty New Orleans specialty. But there are lots of other things you can do with crawfish. And you'll get to sample them here at the Buckhead Crawfish Festival. And that's happening on Saturday. And while you're eating your crawfish, you can also enjoy some live music. So just make a day out of it. And the tickets for that are $20, or you can get them for $12 to $15 if you buy them in advance.
Atlanta's very first suburb, one dating back to the late 1880s, is hosting one of Metro Atlanta's most beloved shindigs this weekend.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite festivals of the year, the Inman Park Festival. It's just the perfect place for a festival, I think. It's a shady area. They have all these booths set up with the arts and crafts below these giant trees, and it's happening all weekend. It actually starts on Friday night. They start their tour of homes, and there are some beautiful homes in the Inman Park area. And this is the only part of the festival that will cost you. You have to get those tickets in advance for $15, or when you're at the festival, they're $20. But if you don't want to do that, there's plenty of other things going on. They'll have, of course, the Juried Arts and Crafts Show, which is happening Saturday and Sunday, and lots of great, great music. And especially on Sunday, I think, they have one stage that is really concentrating on some of our local female musicians. The day starts out with Heather Luttrell and the Women of Rock, which is Donna Hopkins, Caroline Aiken, and Diane Durrett. And then it ends up with Sandra Halls.
Thought I'd never find me someone to stop the rain and bring me some sun.
And if all of that sounds a little too much for you, you can just kick back under a tree and enjoy some people watching.
That's right. That's right. It's a great place for that as well.
Shane, well, I thank you so much for coming in and keeping an eye on our wallet while also keeping us quite well entertained for the coming week.
Well, thanks for having me.
For more information about anything Shane and I have talked about over the past few minutes, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.